ZJ's world revolves around his father, NFL superstar Zachariah 44 Johnson. But something is changing. His dad's hands shake, he forgets things, his headaches are unbearable. Through ZJ's innocent eyes, we witness the gradual unraveling of a family as his father suffers from what we now recognize as CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Though in the late 1990s setting of this story, it remains a mysterious, unnamed condition. What happens when the hero who carried you on his shoulders can barely remember your name? What remains of a family when the center begins to crumble? This is ZJ's story of love, loss, and finding new ways to connect when everything familiar slips away. Being Zachariah 44's son once meant something. Crowds sought autographs, neighborhood kids rushed to their driveway, and bands marched through Maplewood celebrating the speed in his step. Yet ZJ struggled with his identity, known at school as just the tight end guy's kid. Unlike his father, ZJ loved music, not football. When asked if his father was his hero after a Super Bowl win, young ZJ answered, "My dad's just my dad. Not his hero, but his every single thing." Life before the ever after remains vivid in ZJ's memory. His father driving them for ice cream, letting ZJ ride shotgun for man time. People pointing, "That's him," which then sounded like a cheer. Before, daddy's hands didn't tremble, his voice didn't shake, his head didn't hurt. Now, as his father deteriorates, crowds dwindle. Friends make excuses. The coach tells his father to rest while avoiding his shaking hands. ZJ watches former admirers retreat, leaving him alone in the rain, wondering if their Friday gatherings are just memories. ZJ cherishes when his father challenged, "Make me a rhyme, little man." Young ZJ responded, "My name is Zachariah and I'm on fire. Can't go no higher than Zachariah." His dad praised, "You got skills, son." And ZJ replied, "I think I got them from you, 'cause you're Zachariah too." He remembers picnics in Central Park, making up songs during drives, and enjoying sandwiches near strawberry fields. During pizza night, extra cheese, extra sausage, and lots of olives, his father first heard ZJ's song and asked, surprised, "You wrote that?" On their annual race day through snowy Maplewood streets, his father would call back, "One day, ZJ, but today is not that day." Simple moments that now feel like precious artifacts from another lifetime. In the midst of his father's decline, ZJ finds sanctuary in his tight-knit group of friends. The Fantastic Four each bring unique gifts. Ollie solves math problems instantly. Derry runs swiftly and moves like water flowing when dancing. Daniel performs bike tricks and checks in when someone's troubled. And ZJ creates songs that make everything make some kind of strange sense. When ZJ's father puts his arm through a window in confusion, his friends surround him at school, hands on his shoulders. "We heard about your dad. You know we got you, ZJ." Each gives him a bro-style hug, and ZJ feels a bubble in my throat and something painful pushing at the back of my eyes. A different kind of pigskin dream, having friends who support you when your world crumbles. One Saturday, they arrive wearing pajamas under jackets. Their laughter fills all the empty spaces in the house, allowing ZJ moments to just be a kid again. The first signs appear subtly. After games, Daddy moves slowly, his 223-pound body aching from toes to knees, from knees to ribs. Soon, he repeats jokes, forgetting he's told them, and grows angry when this is pointed out. On New Year's Eve 1999, 10-year-old ZJ and friends witness his father burst in, yelling about noise and not recognizing boys he'd known for years. Their world feels suddenly ended. The unforgettable moment comes when his father looks at him during a puzzle and asks, "What's your name again, boy?" Frightened, ZJ runs for his mother, but stops when his father calls out, "Little man," recognizing him as his son without remembering his name. The police arrive after his father runs outside screaming, "I don't know where I am anymore." His headaches become unbearable. One morning, his father fears going outside. I don't know what's out there. Something big, something broken that I don't know how to fix. ZJ watches helplessly as the father he once knew disappears daily. ZJ's mother takes his father to countless doctor appointments for his headaches and memory problems. A new doctor suggests these issues stem from all the times your dad got banged around playing football. But ZJ's initial hope fades when his mother explains there's no simple cure. Various medications bring different side effects, swollen feet, blurred vision, stomach problems, yet nothing helps. ZJ recalls seeing his father repeatedly rammed on the field, helmets colliding, and realizes that though his father always stood up, maybe some part of him stayed on the ground. Eavesdropping, ZJ hears his mother and Bernadette discussing other football players with similar symptoms. His mother mentions Mike, who ran through glass, and Harrison, who can't recite the alphabet despite once being pre-med. Too many of them are going through some kind of thing, she says, convinced doctors are hiding something. In 1999, his father's condition has no name yet, his brain forgetting both small things like dates and crucial things like wearing a coat in winter. The family exists in perpetual waiting for appointments, tests, and treatments that never provide answers. Music remains ZJ and his father's strongest connection. ZJ received his first guitar at 7, while his father had only a broken one-string banjo as a child. When asked to play something pretty, ZJ always obliges. ZJ loves how songs tell stories, wanting to immerse himself in these narratives. He finds comfort knowing that, like a chorus, happiness will return. In notebooks, ZJ preserves songs they wrote together. They would play music from groups like Diggable Planets, adding their own lyrics. Though his father always made time for music, ZJ now mostly plays alone. One spring Sunday, his father comes downstairs whistling a forgotten tune. Finding ZJ with his guitar, he says he woke with a song in his head and asks ZJ to write it down. ZJ opens to a blank page, hoping, at least for today, maybe the waiting is over. As they listen to Minnie Riperton's soaring voice on Memory Lane, his father whispers, "I wish I could sing like that." Through the window, ZJ sees his mother's garden blooming again. ZJ has given his father's football to Everett. What remains is a family transformed, supporting each other through their new reality. In music, friendship, and moments of clarity, they find connection, proving love persists even when memory fails.